who is an aeronautical engineer who formerly headed the Air Force Flying Saucer Investigation. Mr. Roosevelt, when were you with the Air Force?
From 1951 until 53.
And what were your duties there?
I was in charge of Project Blue Book. That was the Air Force's project to investigate unidentified flying objects report. And obviously you talked to many people who claimed to have seen flying objects.
Several thousand.
Did you believe that these people were victims of hallucinations?
No, not all of them.
What percentage would you say you thought had some credibility?
I'd say about 20% of them.
Have you ever actually seen any evidence that proved that there were flying objects, unidentified objects?
No, I'm afraid not. Absolutely not.
Now, while you were working for the government, did the Air Force place any validity on any of these reports?
Enough validity that they spent a good deal of time and money to investigate them.
Did you feel that their investigations were thorough?
Yes, they were.
And you feel that the Air Force is still thorough in investigating this problem?
I think that's not my old alma mater, but I'm afraid that after years and years of not finding any answers, they've sort of slacked off a little bit.
Of course, there's renewed interest in it now. You brought some of it out today, and I believe a colonel has it.
Very true.
If there are flying objects, do you think they're coming from outer space or another planet?
Well, if my answer to the question would be only an opinion, not backed up by any scientific facts, so I think I'll stand behind the Fifth Amendment on that one.
Well, I'll try it once again. Could they be coming from another foreign power here on Earth?
I doubt this very much.
You don't place any credibility in the statements we've heard tonight and statements we've heard in the paper about foreign accents?
No.
There's been two or three of these stories.
Oh. Yes, I realize that, but I don't believe it.
You think it's possible that we could be sending them up?
No, I don't.
Now, as an aeronautical engineer, how do you feel the identity and confirmation of these flying objects could be learned or should be learned?
Well, I think that the next step, if the Air Force feels that there is the next step necessary, is to go into a rather elaborate instrumentation program, something very similar to the Moonwatch program that they've got to track the Sputnik. It would be expensive, but it would come up with the answer or no answer, and either one of them would be very significant.
Do you feel that the public should be told what's going on, what's happening?
Very definitely. I feel that standing behind secrecy is nothing but a very detrimental to the whole project.
Thanks very much, Mr. Rufo, for
talking to Paul.
Well, now, maybe there's really nothing to this flying saucer scare. At least that's what I keep telling myself, but I'm afraid that I tend to believe myself just a little bit less every time I say it. The obvious conclusion, as Mr. Rufo just said, conclusion I think that we've reached in this whole report is that the time is now right for the government to tell us what it knows, if it knows anything.